Shalom Aleichem Aboisai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh. Beizer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the eighth and last topic of Parashat Be'ha'alo Yischo, where Miriam and Aaron speak negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu, and Miriam and Avia is punished with Tzora'as. Perek Yud Beis, Posuk Aleph. As a hakdama to the following topic, we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai that he must separate from his wife. Miriam and Aharon did not realize that this came as a commandment from Hashem. Rather, they thought it was a personal decision of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what they're going to speak negatively about. V'atadaber Miriam ve'Aharon be'Moshe aloidoi toisho akushis asher lokoch ki isho akushis lokoch. And Miriam and Aharon spoke harshly about Moshe Rabbeinu, regarding the beautiful woman that he married, Tzipora, and then he separated from her. Because indeed, he took a beautiful woman. The word kushis literally means black, and Rashi will explain with two pshotim how this refers to her being beautiful. And Rashi will explain why the pasuk repeats itself. Hoisha kushis asher lakoch, and then again, ki isha kushis lakoch. Says Rashi, Vatidaber, and dibur b'chol mokum elo loshon kosho. Dibur means to speak harshly. Where do I see that? V'cheinu oimel, dibur o'ish adoinei ha'oritz itonu koshois. It says in the pasuk, dibur, referring to Yosef, talking to his brothers in Mitzrayim, koshois, he spoke to them harshly. So there you see that dibur is loshon kosho. Then Amira, on the other hand, when you see Vayoymer, Vatoymer, Bechol Mokim Eloshim Tachnunim, that means to speak softly. V'chein Oymer, Vayoymer, Al No Achai Toreyu, Vayoymer Shimu No Devoroi, and Kol No Loshim Bakosho. The word No means please, to request. And being that it says No in those two psukim, you see the Vayoymer is speaking softly. V'atedaber Miriam Ve'aroi, Hi Poscho B'dibu Tchilo. It was Miriam that started the conversation. Therefore, her name was put first. How did Miriam know that Moshe separated from his wife? They didn't get divorced. They were still living in the same tent. So how would she know what's going on in the privacy of Moshe Rabbeinu's tent? Miriam was right next to Tzipora, Moshe's wife. When Moshe Rabbeinu was told in the previous topic, that Eldod Umeidon Misnam Amachane, Miriam was right next to Tzipora when that story happened. When Tzipora heard that Eldod Umeidon were chosen to be part of the Sanhedrin, Omro, she said, Oy l'neshesiyim shel elu, woe to the wives of these two people, Eldod Umeidon. Imem nizkokim levua, if they become neviim, sheyu pirshim mineshesiyim, they're going to separate from their wives. Kederech shepiresh bali mimeni, just like my husband Moshe separated from me. Umishom yodo Miriam, that's how Miriam found out that Moshe separated from Tzipora. V'gidel ha'arun. Says Rashi some Musar, Uma Miriam Shlinis Kavlo Negnusoi. Miriam did not mean to say anything negative about Moshe Rabbeinu. She's just saying over the facts to Aaron. And Kach Nencho, nevertheless, she was punished severely with Tzoras, as we're about to see. Kavochoima Lemesaba Begnusa Shl Chaveroi. Surely, if somebody means to say something negative about his friend to somebody else, surely he'll be punished. Loshen Hora. The word kushis means black, but over here means beautiful. How does black refer to beautiful? Everybody agrees. There is no question about it that she is indeed beautiful. Just like everybody admits, you can't argue about a person's blackness. If he's black, he's black. So too, it was poshut that this is a beautiful woman. Kushis begematria yefas mare. Although kush means black, says Rashi, there's a remez that refers to a beautiful woman, begematria at yifas male. Now this gematria only works out if you have the letter vov in kushis. Then it adds up to 736, just like yifas male. The problem is that in our Sefer Torah, it says kushis without a vov. You're missing six. So one of two solutions. either in Rashi Sefer Torah it had a Vav. We do find differences that we have between our Sefer Torah and other Sefer Torah. Or the Baal HaTurim solves it differently. That we're going on the word HaKushis. And HaKushis is 735. And as we know, in the Gematria, you can add the Koilel, namely add the word itself, and then it's 736. Al Oidois Ho'isho, regarding the woman, but they're not stop talking about the woman that he married. That's not the issue. Rather, Al Oidois Gerushel. Miriam told Aaron about her divorce. So either you have to say that this word divorce is arguing of what Rashi said previously, that they weren't divorced, they were just separated, so much so that Rashi asked, how did Miriam find out about it? If they were divorced, that should not be an issue. How she found out about it. Or, over here, Gerusha doesn't mean literally divorced, it's a way of saying separated. Kisho chushis lokoch. Ma tamud loimal. You said it already. Why is the pasuk repeating itself? Elo yesh lecho isha no b'yofyo ve'ino no b'maseo. Some women are beautiful in their outward appearance, but their actions are not. B'maseo ve'le b'yofyo. Some noshim are tzidkonios, but they're not physically beautiful. Aval zois no b'koil. Tzipoiro was beautiful inside and out. Ho yishua kushis. Here Rashi gives us another pshat, how kushis, black, refers to beautiful. Before Rashi says, just like everybody agrees that a kushis is black, so too everybody agrees in her beauty. Rashi said also gematria. And here Rashi says another pshat. Al shem noyo nikresh kushis. Because she's so beautiful, they called her black. Ki odom akires benoy noe kushi. Like a person who calls his beautiful child kushi. Why? Kedesh lo tishleit boy ainora. There should be an ainora. Ki sho kushis lo koch vato gersho. The point is not that he married her. The point is that he divorced her or separated from her. Pozuk beis vayoymeru harak ach b'moshe diber adoinoi haloi gambonu diber vayishma adoinoi. And Miriam and Aaron said, they asked each other, did Hashem only speak to Moshe? Hashem spoke to us also. We're also Nevi'im. So why does he think he has to separate from his wife and we not? Again, because they thought it's Moshe Rabbeinu's personal decision. They didn't know that Hashem commanded it. And Hashem heard what Miriam and Aaron spoke about. Says Rashi, harak ach. Both the words rak and ach, they both mean the same thing. It means, did Hashem only speak to Moshe? But the pasuk repeats itself. Harak ach. The Ebenezer says, in a chanami, it's a repetition. Al derech hatzachus, to make it more melodious, if you will. Harak ach imoy levadoi diber Hashem, only with him aloi gambonu diber. We're also neviim and neviois. V'loi pirashnu b'derech eretz. Who does he think he is? Pozo gimel v'hoish Moshe onov me'oy demikoil ha'odom asher al penei ha'adomo. And Moshe Rabbeinu says the Torah was a very big onov, more than any other human being living on this earth. In other words, says the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu really didn't mind. He wouldn't have mind if he heard that that's what they spoke about him. And nevertheless, they're going to be punished. Onov, says Rashi, definition of a humble person is shofol, he's lowly in his eyes, v'savlon, he's patient. Pozuk daled vayomer Adonai pisoim el Moshe ve'el Aharon ve'el Miriam tzeu shloshtechem eloi el moed vayetzeu shloshtom. And Hashem appeared suddenly to Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam while Aaron and Miriam were tmeim. Normally a Novi does not get nevuah when he's tmei, but over here Hashem is teaching them a lesson. This is the difference between Moshe and you. Being that Moshe Rabbeinu I speak to all the time, he has to be in a constant state of tahara, and therefore I told him to separate from his wife. Mashen ken you, it's not constant. Look what happens when I speak to you suddenly, and I catch you tmeim. That's why, that's the difference between Moshe and you. And Hashem tells him, suddenly, all three of you go out to Oyel Moyed. And they all went out. Says Rashi, pisoim niglalem pisoim, veim tmeim b'derech eretz. Derech eretz means tashmish amito. Voyutzuakim, maim maim, quickly, get us to amikvah. Lo idiom sheyofe osa Moshe mashe pirish b'nei isho. It was a good move Moshe did, separating from his wife. Me'achar sheniglis olov shechina todir. The shechina is always with him. Veinei is kavua ledibu. It's no designated time, it could happen any time. Tushloshtachem magid shloshtom nikru b'dibor echo. They were all called at the exact same time. Masheiyev shalape loyma v'lo yitzen l'shmoya. A mouth cannot say more than one thing at the same time, nor can an ear hear the same thing at the same time. But that's what happened over here.
Vayered Adonoi v'amudonon v'yamoid pesach o'oyhel v'yikro aharoi numer yom v'yetzeu shneihem.
And Hashem came down with a cloud, with a pillar of a cloud. And Hashem, the pillar of the cloud, stood at the entrance of Oyel Moed. And right now we have Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam all together. They were all three summoned. And Hashem calls Aaron and Miriam to come away, separate themselves from Moshe. And Vayetzu Shneim, and now he's going to speak to Aaron and Miriam without Moshe present.
Says Rashi Bamud Onon Yotzo Yechidi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came by himself without an entourage of Malachim. Shaloi Kimid as Bos Avodom,
not like a king, a flesh of a human king.
Melech Bos Avodom Kishiyotze LeMilchomo Yotze Bechlusin, he goes out with a whole entourage. Ukishiyotze LeSholoim Yotze Bemuatim, then he has a smaller entourage. Umidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the opposite. Yotze LeMilchomo Yechidi by himself. Shenemar Hashem Ish Milchomo by himself.
With a lot of malachim, shenemar rechev elokim riboy saim alfei shinon. He goes with tens of thousands of malachim when he's going for peace purposes.
Vayikra Aaron and Miriam shoyunim shochim v'yoytzi min hachotzer. Leave the chotzer away from Moshe. Likras adibur, to speak to Hashem. Hashem should speak to them.
Vayetzu shneim umipnei ma moshchon v'yifridim m'Moshe. Why indeed were they separated from Moshe?
And v'drashi tuturutz. Either lefisha omri mikta shvochi shalodem mefonov vekulo shalay befonov.
If you want to praise somebody, if he's present, it's improper to say all of his praises. And Hashem wants to praise Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, he's doing it not in his presence. He pulls them aside.
V'cheinu mesina benoyach shalay befonov neemar ish tzadik tomim, a complete tzadik.
Ubefonov neemar, what does Hashem told Noach himself?
Kishchoro isi tzadik lefonai, without the tomim.
Why did he separate them from Moshe?
That Moshe should not hear when Hashem is reprimanding Aaron.
It would be embarrassing for him to save Aaron's kovod. He took him away from Moshe.
But the question begs, if that's the case, then why did Hashem summon Moshe at all if he only wants to speak to Aaron and Miriam?
So the Sifzei Chachamim brings down three beautiful terutim to this question. Teretz number one, in order that Moshe Rabbeinu should be available to daven for Miriam right away, she's about to get soras. A second teretz he brings down, B'Shem the Ramban, is that Moshe Rabbeinu should see that Hashem is honoring Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's punishing them in honor of Moshe Rabbeinu. And a third teretz he brings down, being that Aaron and Miriam, Hashem is upset with them now. So there could be no shefa of nevuah chal on a person that Hashem is upset with. It has to have Moshe Rabbeinu in the vicinity, so the nevuah should be chal through Moshe Rabbeinu.
Posuk vav vayomer Shimon devoroi im yehiye nevi yachem Adonai b'maroi lo vesvado b'chaloim adaber boi.
Says Hashem to Miriam and Aaron, Shimon devoroi, please listen to me. Rashi says he's talking to them in a calm way. He doesn't want to scare them off, although he's upset with them, but he's talking to them nicely.
Im yihye neviachem, if you have other neviim, which you're aware of, there are other neviim.
Hashem b'maro elo vesvado, and I want to appear to those neviim. You know how I appear to them?
B'chaloi madaba boy.
I appear to them in a dream.
Says Rashi, Shimuno dvori eino elo loshen bakosho. Im yihye neviachem, im yihye lochem neviim.
Hashem b'maro elo vesvado. Shechina shmi eino nigleis olobis paklario ameiro. I don't appear to them in a shining way as I do to Moshe.
Elo b'chaloyim v'chizoyoin. I only appear to them in a dream.
Pozug zayin eloichein avdi Moshe b'chol beisi ne'emonu.
Unlike my servant Moshe, he is the most faithful one in my entire household.
Derech Agav, the lashon of the davening we have Shabbos morning,
Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi ki eved ne'emon korosoloi.
So in the davening it means
He's a faithful servant. You called him a faithful servant. That phrase, l'chayra, came from our pasuk. Although in our pasuk, it's two different compliments. He is a servant, Avdi Moshe, and he is also faithful. And the Baal HaTfilah put it together, Eved Ne'emon. Close parentheses. Pasuk ches pe'el pe'e adaber boy. Umar eveloi vechidois us munas adoino yabit. Umadua lo yereisem ledaber be'avdi ve'moshe. Hashem continues talking to Miriam and Moshe, and he tells them, first of all, you should know Pel Pel Dababoy. This was not Moshe's personal decision. It was I who told him explicitly, Vato Poi Amoidi Modi, could be Rashi's darshaning, Pe Poi. I told him to separate from his wife. It was not his decision. And second of all, you're comparing Moshe Rabbeinu to other Nevi'im. You said, well, he's a Navi, we're Nevi'im, we didn't separate, why did he separate? There's a fundamental difference between other Nevi'im and him. Other Nevi'im, as the Pasuk said before, Bachaloi Madaber Boy. It's in a dream that Hashem appears to them. And a couple other differences. By Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Mare Veloi Bechidois. Mare, Rashi over here says, does not mean appearance. Namely, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't see a picture of Hashem. The Pasuk says, Loi Surah Liroi says Ponoi. Rather, it's a clear word Nevuah. Veloi Bechidois, it's not done through riddles. Other Nevi'im get the Nevuah through a vague picture or a riddle that they're meant to figure it out. Moshe Rabbeinu, I speak clearly to. And Usmunas Hashem Yabit, although he doesn't see Hashem's picture, like Rashi just said, L'Yisuch HaLiroi says Ponai, but he does see Achoiroi, V'Roi says Achoiroi, Rashi told us in Parshas Kisisa, referring to Keshel Shel Tfilin, some type of high dargo of Nevuah. And therefore, Madua lo yereisem, why were you not afraid? Ledaber be'avdi, to speak negatively about my slave. Why are you not afraid to speak about Moshe Rabbeinu? Says Rashi, Pelpe, Amalti lo yilifroish b'neisho. It is I, my mouth, told him to separate from his wife. Ve'echan amalti lo yibesinai. Leichem o'elohem, and Pasha said, Dvorim, Voishanan. When Moshe Rabbeinu is recapping the story, he says, Hashem told him, Leich emor lohem, told Am Yisrael, Shuvu lohem le'oholeichem. You can go back to your tents, back to your wives, because in Shlosh Yisimei Hagbolah, they were not allowed to be with their wives. Now they can go back. But Vato, you Moshe Rabbeinu, you cannot go back to your tent. Poi amoidi modi, you're here with me. You must separate from your wife. Umare velebechidois. Umare zemare dibu. Not an appearance, rather a clear speech. Shani mefarash loy diburi bemaris ponim sheboi. Namely, ve'enoi soismoy loy bechidois. It's not vague, it's not ambiguous, like a riddle. Kunyan shnamali chezkel chud chido. Yochoil mare shchino. You may take this word literally, mare, that he saw the shchino. Tamu loy mano, loy sicha loy says pono. You can't see my face. Usmunas Hashem yabit. We just said you can't see my face. What does that mean? Zemar Echoraim, the back of Hashem, Kinyan Shenemar, Vorisa Sachoiroi, Rashi explained over there, Kesher Shol Tfilin, whatever that means. Be'avdi be'moyshe, Einu Yomar be'avdi Moyshe. Rather, be'avdi be'moyshe. What does that come to tell us? Be'avdi afal pishene Moyshe. Be'moyshe afal pishene avdi. Each one on its own right is worthy enough that you should have been scared to speak negatively about him. Kedayo yisem niroi miponu. V'kol shekein, shu avdi, v'eved melech melech. Eved of a melech has a status of a king. Hoy olochem loyma, you should have figured out, ein ha-melech oyavoy chinom. There's a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. V'im toimru elamai, what are you going to say? Eini makir b'masov. Maybe you'll answer back, Miriam and Aaron, that Moshe Rabbeinu is one big faker. That I, Hashem, I don't really know exactly who's he all about. And therefore, he puts on a show of a big tzaddik, but really Hashem doesn't know. If that's what you're thinking, zu kosher min harishoino, that's even a worse aveiro than your first aveiro, speaking negatively about Moshe. You're denying that Hashem knows the truth about everything. That's even worse. Posuk tes vayinchar af adoinoi bom. And after Hashem told them what they did wrong, and he got angry with them, and he left. Now they're benidui. They're excommunicated. Says Rashi, He told them what they did wrong. Gozar alayhem nidui, that they have to be separated. The menuda. Kalvachoymel to human beings that you should not get upset with somebody unless you tell him. Tell him you did such and such, and then you have a right to be upset and let him work him out. This ve'he'onon sor me'al oyel is the Shechina leaving. That's explaining how the vayelach, the last word in the previous pasuk, played out. Hashem left. How did we see it? Because ve'he'onon sor me'al oyel. And what happens as soon as the onon leaves? Miriam has a white spot on her skin. A white spot like snow. Aaron turns to Miriam. Aaron's a koyen. Only a koyen can paskin hilchoy tzoras. And he tells her, my dear sister, you're a metziras. Says Rashi ve'honon so v'achal kach. After the onon left, v'ine Miriam metziras kasholek. Why did the pasuk stress that she only got the white spot after the onon left? Moshe le'melech sh'omar le'pedagog. The king tells the teacher of his child, redei es bini, punish him. Avaloi tirdenu ad she'elech me'etzlecha. Don't punish him until I leave. Don't do it in my presence. Sherach my olav. After all, I have rachmanas on him. He has to get the punishment. But don't do it in front of me. Posigur ale vayomer Aaron el Moshe bi adoni al noso sheis oleinu chatos ashonu al nu vashon chatonu. And Aaron tells Moshe, please, my master, don't place this chet upon us. In other words, if you forgive us, the oinesh will be less severe if you're moichel us. Because you know what caused us to do this chet? Ashonu al nu. We were foolish. And that caused us vashon chatonu. Says Rashi ne'alnu ketargum eloshen evil a fool. Posugur beiz al nosich kameis asher b'teisoy meirechem imoy vayei ochein lechatzi v'saroy. Says Aaron to Moshe, do not allow our sister Miriam to continue with this tzoras, and a metzoyro is choshuv kameis because he's metame like a mace. Just like if you're in a mace in a room, you become tomei. So too, if you're in a metzira in a room, you become tomei. Do not allow our sister continue with her tzoras, which is doim lemace. Asher betzisoy merechem imoy vayochel chatzi besoroy, says Rashi. What the pasuk means to say, what Aaron meant to say was, asher betzisoy merechem imenu vayochel chatzi besoreinu. Being that Miriam, you and I, are brothers and sister, we came from the same, our mother's womb. Therefore, we're considered like one body. And therefore, when she is inflicted with tzaras, it's as if tzaras is consuming half of our flesh. And therefore, it's ro'ui for you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to daven for her. Rashi has a second shot in this pasuk, as we'll see. Al noti kameis, achoseinu, al donsi, achoseinu zu, Miriam kameis, shamatsiro choshu kameis, ma meis metame bebio, namely if in the same room, af metsiro metame bebio, asho betseis mirechem imoi, imeinu, hoyoloi loima, eloshekino akosu, you don't want to say a negative word like mace, and we're on this in the same boat of a mace, so therefore he says imoi, to speak kindly regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. Said it in a nice way. It's not nagia to me. And what does he mean to say? Half of our flesh was consumed. Says Rashi, you could learn the pasuk without saying kino akosuv. Leave the imoy and besoroy alone. You don't have to say that it means imeinu besoreinu. But what does it mean? Ulefi mashmoy afunirakein ein ro'ui le'ach le'aniach es achoisu li'es kameis. Aaron is talking in general, not specifically about this story, that this is our sister. Rather, he's saying, in general, a brother should not see his sister as a mace and therefore hold himself from davening. It's proper for a brother to daven for a sister in general and apply that to here also. You came out of the same womb as your sister. or in general, brothers and sisters, bechlal. You can't help and you don't help. That's equivalent of a half your flesh being consumed. A person's sibling is like his own flesh. According to this, Rashi is learning a different pshat in Vayaochel Chatzi Besoroi. In Rashi's first pshat, when he said Kina Akosuv, he means to say by her tzoras, half of our flesh was consumed. According to this pshat, without Kino HaKosuv, Rashi is saying, by not davening for her, that's equivalent that half the flesh was used up, what was consumed. It's not nice not to daven for your sibling. Davar acher, a completely different pshat. Al nosei kameis. Im ein choroifo b'tfilo. If you are not merape, her tzaras, by davening for her, mi masgiro mi metaharo. Who's going to be masgiro, who's going to make her into a metzoiro, and who's going to be metaharo? Only a kohen could do that. Ani ef shali roisa. I can't see her. Shani korev. I'm a relative. Vein korev roedes and a goin. V'kohen achar ein boilom. There are no other kohanim. My sons, Elazar and Isamo, they're also krovim. They also can't pass in the goyim on a relative, and she's a relative. Achois aviv. And therefore, if you don't cure her, she's going to end up being stuck with the tzaras forever. V'zehu asher b'tzeisoy merechem imoy. That's what Aaron means to say. We're relatives. I'm a sister. I'm a brother. And therefore, I cannot paskin negoim. And therefore, please daven for. Because generally, the only way to cure tzoras is once the kohen is metame, and then you do tshuva, and then it disappears. But if you never went through the process of being tomei metzoiro, then it will never go away. Posuk Yud Gimel Vayitzak Moshe El Adonai Lemoir El No Refono Refono Lo. And Moshe Rabbeinu cries out to Hashem, Lemoir, please answer me, will you cure my sister? Please Hashem, send her a refuah shleimo, cure her tzoras. Says Rashi, Keil No Refono Lo, Bo Akosuv Lelamed Choder Acheretz. He doesn't right away say refono lo. Rather, keil no. She'ashoyel dovo mechaviroi, tzorch loyma shnayim o'ishloyshot divrei tachanunim, v'achar kach yevakesh. The girsa we have in Rashi, when you ask, request something from your friend, first say some appeasing words, and then ask your request. But the source where Rashi is coming from, the Sifri, doesn't have the word mechaviroi, and other girsois also leave out the word mechaviroi, because really this only applies when you're talking to Hashem. When you're talking to Hashem, you don't ask right away. Rather, you start off with tachanunim, like in Shemoneh Esrei also. We start off with the first three brachas, and only then we start requesting. Leimoyel, matamud loima. What is this board telling me? Omaloi says, Moshe to Hashem, hashiveni, please answer me. Im atomera po isoim lav, will you cure her or not? Ad sheshiva, and Hashem answered, ve'avio yorok yorak, in the next posuk. That's an answer that, yes, I will cure her. In 7 days. Rabbi Loza ben Azar yoima. Be'arbo mekoyim is bikesh Moshe milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'ashivoy im yaseh she'lo yisovim lav. We find this in 4 places in the Torah. Then Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, answer me, will you fulfill my request? What are the 4 places? One is right here. Kayoitze bo'i ve'idaber Moshe lifnei Hashem le'moyer at the end of Parsha Shmois. Ma tamud lo'ima le'moyer. Hashiveinim ge'alom ato im lav. Will you save Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim or not? Ache Shivoi. Hashem answered him, yes. Ato Sira, yes, I will redeem them from Mitzrayim. Kayotze by a 3rd example. Vaydaba Moshe Hashem leimo yifkoid Hashem elokei ruchit lechol boso. That Moshe Rabbeinu is asking Hashem to appoint somebody that will lead Am Yisrael after Moshe Rabbeinu dies. Hashivi Hashem answers, kach lecho, yes, take Yeshua ben Nun, he will be the next leader. Kayoitze boi voes chanan al Hashem boi say leimoyer. Moshe Rabbeinu is begging to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he says, leimoyer, answer me. Are you fulfilling my request? And Hashem answered him, Meshivoi, Rav Loch, you may not enter Eretz Yisrael. Refono lo. Mipnei maloi herich Moshe betfilo. How come Moshe Rabbeinu did such a short davening for his sister? Says Rashi, 2 terutzim. Terut number 1, Shlo Yisrael oimrim, achoysu yomeles betzoro. His sister is suffering. He has time to daven long davenings. Make it quick and short, sweet and to the point, to get your sister out of this tzorah. 2nd territory, Israel, b'shvil achoyisoy, umar betfila. his sister gets protection. She gets the VIP service. He davens lently. Aval bishvileinu, einu ma'al betfila. In order to avoid that taina, he made it short for his sister also. Posuk Yudalet, Vayomer Adonai El Moshe, Ve'oviho Yoroi Yorak, Befoneho Aloisi Kolim, Shiv'as Yomim, Tisogei, Shiv'as Yomim, Michutz Lamachane, Ve'achar Teyosef. Says Hashem to Moshe, if her father, namely your father, Amram, would have spat in her face, in other words, if he would have shown her that he's upset with her, what should she have done? She would have been ashamed from her father for 7 days. Surely, if I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am upset with her, she should be ashamed for 14 days. But, nevertheless, being that we have a rule of Dayan Labomen Adin Liyos Kanidoin, which means when you make a Kavo Choymer, the Nilmad cannot be more than the Malamed, and being that the Malamed, her father over here, would only be 7 days, and therefore, says Hashem, she should be secluded 7 days michutz l'machane, and then she should gather back into the machane. Says Rashi, v'avio yoroik yorak b'fonel. V'im avio heral oponim zeafois. If he showed her, he was upset with her. Halo isi kolim shivas yomim. She would have been ashamed for 7 days. Kavochem ala shchino, arbo oso yoim. Elo da'e laboma ladin lo'iz kanidoin. Which means, when you learn out A from B, so A can't be more than B. It only knows what it got from B. L'tichach af benizifosi, that I'm upset with her, tisogel shivas yomim only. V'achar tuyosef, oimerani, kol ho'asifois ho'amuroiz b'mitzeroim. Why is it referred to as an asifa, an ingathering? Because al shem shu meshulach b'chutz l'machane. O'mitzir is sent outside the camp. U'keshehu nirpo. When he is healed, ne'esof el ha'machane. He's gathered back into the machane. And therefore, ksuva boy asifo loshnachnoso, which means to gather in. Like Rashi told us above in Perek Yud Aleph, posuk lamed vayosef moishel amachane. There Rashi said asifa means to gather in, not simply to gather. Posuk tesvav vatisogeir miryom michutz lamachane shivas yomim vehaom loy nosa ad heyosef miryom. And Miriam was secluded outside the camp for 7 days. Like a Mitzvah, he has to be sent outside the camp. And the entire nation did not continue traveling until Miriam was cured and gathered back in to the Machane. Says Rashi, this honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her, that the entire nation is going to wait for her. Why? B'shvil shor achas, for 1 hour. Sheni sakvo le Moshe kesheushlach le'yoil. Back in Parsha Shmois, 81 years ago, where Moshe Rabbeinu's mother Yocheved put him into the Yoir, in a little box in the Yoir, Miriam waited for him and to see what's going to happen to him. She waited for Moshe, and now the entire nation is going to wait for her. Pozuk de Zayin v'achar nosu ha'om mechatzirois. And afterwards, after that story of Miriam, the nation traveled from Chatzeros and they camped in Midbar Poron. And if you'll ask, they already came to Midbar Poron. Above in the parasha we learned in Perek Yud, Posuk Yud Beis, they traveled from Midbar Sinai, Vayishkan Onon, b'Midbar Poron. The answer is, Rashi above, and over there in Perek Yud, Posuk Yud Beis, solve the problem. Rashi told us that the Kivois HaTavo, and I'm adding in, Ramban said over here, and Chatzeros, were all in Midbar Poron, meaning they traveled from Midbar Sinai to Midbar Poron, and within Midbar Poron, they had 3 stations. Number 1, Kivois HaTavo, and then Chatzeros. And from Chatzeros, they travel to another destination in Midbar Poron. Later on in Parshas Maaseh, the Torah calls it Rismo. In Parshas Dvorim, the Torah calls it Kodesh Barnea. That's the location where the Meraglim were sent. But all these 3 locations were all in Midbar Poron. Ad kan Parshas Beha'aloyscho. Let us recap the 8 topics we learned. Topic number 1, the Menorah. Topic number 2, the inauguration of the Levim. Topic number 3, Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. Topic number 4, Ashwas Ashchino, the Onon, residing on the Mishkan. Topic number 5, the Chatzoytzois. Topic number 6, the first travel of Am Yisrael, leaving Midbar Sinai on their way to Eretz Yisrael. Topic number 7, the Misoinenim. And topic number 8, the story with Miriam and Aaron speaking about Moshe. And the timeline of the parasha. So by Shlishi, Perek Tes, when it talks about Korban Pesach, there the Torah goes back in time. Although Sefer Bamidbar starts of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, we now go back to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they're commanded to bring the Korban Pesach on Yud Daled Nisan, which they did. A month later, on Yud Daled Iyar, they brought a Pesach Sheni. On Chof Iyar, that's where the sixth topic starts. That's where when they traveled. They arrived in Kivrei Zatava on Chof Beis Iyar, and they spent a month there, as the Pasuk says, that they're going to eat the boso Chodesh Yomim. That takes us till Chof Beis Sivan. And then they traveled to Chatzeros. In Chatzeros, the story of Miriam happened. They waited 7 days for her to get back. And then they traveled to the next station, Kodesh Barnea, Rismo. They arrived there on Chof Tes Sivan, and that's where next week's parasha will pick up. On Chof Tes Sivan, they sent the Meraglim. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.